Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Imagine what it would be like to wake up one morning with a disease you knew nothing about. You panic, your family panics, your friends wonder what's wrong. At school, you're known as the sick kid. Your whole world changes. You twist and shout, lose control of your body, called a nuisance, a freak. Tyler Oberhue was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome at age 17. He had brain surgery in 2017 to help himself cope with the condition. A 2018 graduate of DePaul University with a bachelor's degree in creative writing, currently going for his teaching certificate with plans to teach a high school English class in the near future. Twist and Shout, An Awkward Life with Tourette's is his story. Tyler Oberhue joining us on This Week in America. Tyler, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure and an important topic to talk about, and I really appreciate the opportunity to have you with us to talk about your book, Twist and Shout. Let's start very basic. In layman's terms, what exactly is Tourette's syndrome?
So from what I know from my neurologist, it's your brain misfires your neurons. So kind of like Parkinson's, kind of like epilepsy, there's neurons in your body that are misfiring. So that causes a spasm or a vocal outburst. And so it's actually pretty debilitating depending on how severe the case is.
In your case, you decided to write about it and to reach out and to help other people by telling your story. Why did you decide to write this book? How difficult has this been for you to write the book?
Well, I've always loved writing. I always thought journaling was an important part. I was seeing a therapist at the time who recommended to write about the actual condition itself. So I started doing that in around 2014, maybe 13. And eventually I got to the point where I kind of had this collection of information and a story to tell, which led me to crack.com. I wrote an article for them about the condition where I met two other individuals where we kind of worked together. And then those are the interviews in the book, Ben and Kaylee.
And the book we're talking about is Twist and Shout, An Awkward Life with Tourette Syndrome. Tyler Oberhue is the author and our guest. That's O-B-E-R-H-E-U. The book is available at usual places. You'll find it at Amazon, at readersmagnet.com, also at tlbooks.com. You can link on directly to those websites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tyler, how did this affect your life as you were growing up? School, home life, work life? What was that like for you?
Well, it was a complete 180. It's kind of funny. I mean, I still remember how it all started. I was just sitting in the basement, you know, playing video games like a normal 17-year-old. When I felt it was a weird sensation in my arm, like I needed to move it. And eventually that led to head thrashing, vocalizations like a chirping noise. It completely turned my life upside down. I mean, I'd never done any of this before. Around 12 years old, I was clearing my throat, which we now think was kind of part of it. But overall, I mean, the complete physical and vocal movements were a complete 180. I actually blinded myself in my left eye. You know, when I close my right eye, it's just a very blurry screen. I wear glasses mostly for protection. Jobs, I couldn't really hold down a job really anywhere. I mean, because with Tourette's comes depression, OCD, anxiety, comes all these really bad little things going on in your head. So it was really difficult. It was a really difficult 5 years until I got the surgery, that is.
At 17 seems late for a diagnosis. How did you even know you had this condition? And did it take a while for doctors to pinpoint exactly what the problem was?
Oh, it did. No, we saw several specialists. In the book, I detailed a lot. We tried so many different allopathic, holistic, all these different approaches to find out what was going on. One doctor said I had mercury poisoning. One doctor said I had a disorder called PANDAS. It's pediatric autoimmune neurological disorder associated with strep. Surprised I memorized that.
Yeah, very impressive. Very impressive.
Thank you. So we saw a lot of people. Eventually, we saw Rush Hospital, a neurologist there. I'm still in contact with him. He kind of deduced it was Tourette syndrome. He offered the surgery, which I got in 2017. It was DBS. But I needed to wait about 5 years on medication before I could even go through with it, just to see if something else can solve it. I mean, brain surgery is pretty scary. I mean, it was very painful, let me tell you that. So trying medication for a little bit was probably the best option. But even that, a lot of doctors, I went through a lot of stuff that I didn't even really think was necessary.
With us on This Week in America, our guest is Tyler Oberhue, O-B-E-R-H-E-U, author of the book Twist and Shout, An Awkward Life with Tourette's, available at readersmagnet.com, at Amazon, and his website is TLBooks.com. Is there a relationship between Tourette's and other conditions?
You know, I'm really not sure. I think the main consensus of the OCD kind of brings it forward, but how do you determine what's OCD and what's a tic or the impulse generated by Tourette's? So, for example, a long time ago, I would play with my jaw kind of like so. And when I looked in the mirror, I actually was convinced one side was longer than the other. Now, looking in the mirror now, I don't see that. So it kind of begs the question, what's OCD? What's a tic? And then, of course, you have the fact that people stare, your own kind of self-esteem falls. I mean, that's going to cause depression and anxiety. And then, of course, the medication the medications you're on have their own side effects. Medication I'm still on is called ORAP or Pimazide, I believe that's called. It blocks dopamine. So for many years, I didn't feel any sense of reward or pleasure. I mean, it's very difficult to go through.
You mentioned the brain surgery. I mentioned it. You mentioned it. You talked about the pain, and I want to get into that. But what exactly is the surgery? When someone says to you, we can help you, but we have to do brain surgery, those two words together are rather intimidating, to say the least. What is the surgery that they put you through, and the result of that?
Well, from what I still don't fully understand it. I'm not a neurosurgeon. I think it's kind of, it goes without say. From what I understand, it's called deep brain stimulation. So I'm going to show you. I have a scar right here. This is a battery pack. It's a generator. There's the wire going up. And for lack of a better term, there's electrodes in my frontal lobe. Now, I mentioned earlier that Tourette's, the neurons fire kind of randomly or chaotically. The electrodes kind of focus these neurological impulses and make it so they're not so random. They're not misfiring through their own pulses. Like I said, I'm not an expert. It's kind of hard to understand. I don't fully understand it, but what I do know is that it works. But it was scary. I mean, I actually felt them drill in. So sorry for the squeamish people listening, but they woke me up. They woke me up. They're like, all right, you're going to feel a pinch. And I felt them drill into my skull. And what's odd is certain times in life, you ever get hurt so badly you can't help but laugh a little bit?
Yes.
That's how I felt. And actually the neurosurgeon, he actually was quite offended. He was like, can you tell me what's so funny? I said, you're drilling into my skull to stop me from hitting myself. It's kind of funny to me.
It's just amazing what you had to go through. Talk about the impact of the surgery and the impact it's had on your life. Obviously, the surgery was considered a success.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could see me. I don't know if you could see me now, but I mean, I have a little bit of impulses going on right now, like jaw movements. Prior to the surgery, it would have been full on screaming, punching myself. It would have been a pretty sight. I mean, when it first started happening, I didn't leave my basement for a while. I mean, after high school, I didn't want to go outside. I mean, it took a really heavy toll on my social life. Thankfully, I have an amazing support system with my friends. One of my friends, Kevin, he even said, listen, you've been with me for a hard time. I'm going to be with you for a hard time. I'm not abandoning you. And things like that, I mean, a support system is really important for any kind of issue in someone's life. So I'm thankful I had my circle of friends, my family, all with there with me.
What's it like when you see people who have not seen you in a few years? They remember the old Tyler with the ticks and what you had to go through, and they see you now in this dramatic change. What's their reaction?
You know, it's actually kind of funny. I've spoken to a few guys from high school, like at the local pub or something, and I've mentioned the surgery, and they're like, "You didn't have Tourette's." And I'm like, "You made fun of me for it." And then a lot of people will say, like, no, like, we just thought, like, that was just your, like, you were, for lack of a better term, we just I kind of thought you were a spaz. Like, you're just doing it to be funny. And so that's, you know, I laughed it off now. I mean, I tend to think I have a pretty good sense of humor.
Yes.
So it's difficult knowing that, though, how many other kids, I mean, how many kids are going through things that people think, oh, you're just being disruptive. You're just trying to be silly. You're just trying to disrupt class. I mean, how many people think that? And how many people are like, oh, no, there's actually a condition for this? The funny thing is, there was a guy in my school, is one of the one of the really popular kids. His brother had Tourette's. His brother had the same condition I had. And I hid it, and you could read that in the book. I hid the disorder for many years. I didn't tell anyone I had Tourette's. Because, for one, I didn't really know. But also, I mean, I was almost sadly ashamed of it. I mean, which is, you could probably write a book on that on my own. But if I had just been honest, here, one of the most popular kids in high school, his brother has severe Tourette's. I see him around town. He still says it. He has two battery packs. He still has a pretty bad condition. But if I had just been honest, I probably would have got a lot more understanding, and my life probably would have been a little bit easier in high school.
What impact did all of this have on you? The condition as you were growing up during these rather difficult years to grow up anyway, in your early teens, as you're figuring out who you are, how you fit into the rest of the world. What impact did this have, for better, for worse, on who you are, who Tyler is?
I had a lot of growth, spiritual, personal, physical. I mean, I fell in love with the gym and dieting. It's odd to say. I would actually argue it made me into the man I want to be. With like teaching, I never wanted to be a teacher until after my condition, because I realized how strong of a support system the educators in my life were to me. The teachers, the principals, the guidance counselors. I mean, everyone in my high school life understood, in terms of teachers and paraprofessionals and things like that. Everyone was very kind teacher-wise. If I had just been honest, like I said, maybe it would have been different, but I am not ashamed of the way things worked out. The past is the past. I've learned a lot from them. Like I said, just growth. And I'm actually writing a second book about that growth.
Tyler Oberhue is our guest. This book is Twist and Shout, An Awkward Life with Tourette's. And Oberhue is Oberhue. The book's available at Amazon, at readersmagnet.com, at tlobooks.com. All that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What would you say to people who have this condition, or people who know someone who does? What advice would you give?
Life is beautiful. Don't waste it. Don't let a condition rule your life. You have Tourette's. Tourette's doesn't have you.
Tyler Oberhue, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. Let's talk about where you want to go now. You mentioned how educators really had a prominent role in who you are, and they were there and reaching out and teaching. How close are you to getting that certificate, to being able to go into the classroom?
About a year left. I'm currently working in elementary school, actually in special ed as a paraprofessional, to get my own classroom, about a year and a half.
Perfect. And I wish you the best with that, and hopefully we'll stay in touch. You mentioned the new book that you're working on. In this book, Twist and Shout, you've got several others that that you talk about in the book, and you work with them, you talk with them through the book. Are their stories similar to yours? Did they go through the same basic situation growing up as you did?
A lot of them, a little bit rougher, actually. I was pretty blessed in my life. I mean, a couple of the kids I interview, Kaylee she actually had the surgery too. We were talking on Skype one day a couple years back. We did a test. It's actually a Yale University devised a tick severity scale. At my worst, I was like a 36. At her best, Kaylee was a 90.
Wow.
So, and then Ben, he had a rough childhood. He actually says things. It's kind of a humorous, kind of bittersweet, humorous part in the story, but he's okay with it. He's a fun-loving guy. I actually should probably reach out to him. I haven't talked to him in a good minute, but I mean, I'm blessed, and I can say that I can had a really good life. Not everyone has that, though. Not everyone has such a good support system.
Yes, very fortunate to have them there, and the surgery that worked in your case. It's fascinating that how far they've come in diagnosing and treating Tourette's syndrome. With you in getting the message out has been Reader's Magnet. Talk about what your experience has been like working with them in getting the book out there into the hands of the public so you can help other people.
You know, I wrote the book in 2015, and I struggled to get it recognized. I had a phone call this past February. Reader's Magnet said we wanted to reach out. They've been amazing ever since. I highly recommend them. They do pretty much everything for you. And I have an amazing team at Reader's Magnet, Jesse, Amy, and Shane. They all do an amazing job keeping me up to date. I can't say anything more. I mean, they're just great people to work with.
And that's one of the websites where you will find Tyler's book, readersmagnet.com. Also available, of course, at Amazon, tlbooks.com. And Oberhu is spelled Oberhu. You can link on and get all that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is Twist and Shout, An Awkward Life with Tourette's. Tyler Oberhu, the author. Tyler, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this. Hopefully we'll stay in touch and would love to do the follow-up book as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick.
You'll make a great teacher. I'm glad you're going in that direction. You'll be able to reach out and help so many people as well. Tristan Chowd, An Awkward Life with Tourette's. Tyler Oberhu, the author and our guest. Again, information you'll find at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.